Welcome back to Inside Training Camp presented by Xfinity. Now, it's the sweetest time of the day here. Time for two-minute tweets. And the first one, Bo, we'll start off with today from at JU546. Where do you rank the Eagles inside linebackers?
Well, obviously, D'Amico Ryans and Michael Kendricks are atop that ranking. We'll talk a little bit more about Michael Kendricks later in the show. But after that, I think Najee Good is firmly entrenched as the number three guy, the first guy to go in off the bench. And then right now, we're going to find out whether it's Emmanuel Acho or Casey Matthews. I think right now I would give the slight edge to Casey Matthews just because he's a little bit better special teams player, a little bit more versatile. But Acho brings something to the table as well. And then we also shouldn't forget Travis Long, who took extensive reps at inside linebacker in the third preseason game against the Steelers, showing his versatility. Maybe if there's a guy you can trust to be that fourth inside linebacker in Travis Long, it allows you to only keep three of these guys and go heavy at outside linebacker.
I was going to say the versatility and special teams will obviously be a key there, especially now that they're cross-training some of the guys to play both on the outside and inside. You mentioned Matthews. He can do that as well. Second question here comes from at EGotSwag20, wants to know how many receivers will make the Eagles roster and what's the plan if, I don't want to read the rest of this question quite frankly, but if Macklin should go down for a good chunk of the season.
Well, I don't know how many wide receivers they're going to take, and that's one of the more interesting roster dilemmas heading into this cutdown. But obviously you've got Riley Cooper, Jeremy Macklin, and Jordan Matthews firmly on the team, I think. I think Brad Smith is probably a good bet to make it as well because of what he brings on special teams. Josh Huff, it's going to come down to whether he's ready injury-wise. I think he will be, and I think he'll be on the roster. And then the question is, do they keep a sixth guy? Do they keep Aurelius Ben, who's a very good special teams player, or do they keep a guy like Ifeanyi Moma, who has been so impressive in terms of the jump he's made from last season to this season, or do they try to maybe develop him on the practice squad?
It's going to be very interesting. Head coach Chip Kelly saying here on Saturday that he will not make Huff a candidate for the short-term injury reserve designation, but in that case, do you maybe keep an extra receiver if Huff is not able to be ready for the start of the season? Should be noted that the Eagles did have six receivers on the roster to finish last season. In terms of Macklin being on the outside, don't forget about guys like Jeff Mail, who could be in the mix. He plays on the outside. Demarcus Johnson could be in there as well. So certainly a lot of options for the Eagles. And really, I think this last preseason game, although it shouldn't be the final test in terms of you want to use the entire preseason as a gauge, still going to be very, very important to kind of shake these last few spots out.
That's right. All right. Our third question from Swanky Greed at J Green Eagles wants to know, do you think that Brandon Graham will get some pure playing time this season behind Trent Cole? I don't know what pure playing time is necessarily, but your thoughts on Brandon Graham's season ahead.
Brandon Graham, two sacks in the preseason. The team has five total, so he has 40% of the team's total, tied with Vinnie Curry for the team lead. He has certainly showed that pass rush punch that he can bring off the edge. Certainly very good in those situations. He had the strip sack, as we mentioned earlier in the show, against the Steelers. Also made a couple other plays against Pittsburgh. So he's someone who I think is definitely capable of coming in and, look, making that transition last year from being a 4-3 end his entire career to a 3-4 outside linebacker, still adjusting to play in space. But in terms of being able to get after the quarterback, he is definitely one of the best at this on this team in that regard.
And what a well-designed show today, Chris, because you had a chance to talk to Brandon Graham earlier today.